You are listening to GLJ Shorts, a podcast by the German Law Journal. Here, our authors present their articles in a nutshell, all of which you can find at germanlawjournal.com.
Welcome to GLJ Shorts. In this episode, Stefano Bertea is presenting his article, Searching for Law in Its Own Right, a fresh look at the demarcation problem. The article appeared as first view in December 2024. In a nutshell, what is your article about?
So the main issue I'm concerned with in my article is the so-called demarcation problem, by which I mean the problem of identifying what the law specifically is. Now, one might be wondering why this is a problem to begin with. After all, I do not mean just legal academics and or legal practitioners, but also ordinary citizens, deal with the law every day. Despite this, the fact that we use the law all the time, however, it has proved far from straightforward to figure out the distinctive traits of law and to differentiate the law from other institutions that regulate social behavior and interaction, such as political power, managerial direction, mass manipulation, morality, social convention, custom, religion, and so on. Precisely for this reason, namely because we do not have a proper understanding of law's basic makeup and specificity, legal researchers have long been asking what it is that makes a structure of governance distinctively or even uniquely legal.
What's at stake and why now?
At stake here is our possibility to qualify a given order as a specifically legal regulatory system as opposed to a social, economic, religious, or moral mechanism for governing human interactions. While the question of law's unique characteristics has long been a subject of debate among legal academics, its significance has increased in recent years because the view has gained traction that law is a human construct, and as such, it varies across different societies and historical periods. Consequently, it is argued that searching for the essential, unchanging qualities that define what law is should be considered a misguided project.
Where do we go from here?
So, in my contribution, I start by outlining the current debate about what makes law unique. Then I go further by moving into three distinct but closely interrelated directions. First, I argue that there is a core of truth in the criticism of the demarcation project. This is the statement that the search for necessary and sufficient properties of law is hardly justifiable from the theoretical point of view. Secondly, I claim that this critique does not compel us to abandon the demarcation project entirely. Indeed, the uncompromising critical stance is not without its own problems. Since it is premised on a, to me at least, objectionable conception of law as a conventional and formless idea that can be referred to radically different regulatory social practices. So, whilst I recognize that there is much to learn from the criticism of the traditional treatment of the demarcation problem, I also suggest that there is a less ambitious quest that does make sense. And this is the attempt to single out traits that are fundamental as distinct of sufficient or necessary to what in a given tradition, time and context, as opposed to any tradition, time and context, is widely regarded as the paradigmatic or central case of law vis-a-vis every case of law. Finally, I argue that the proposed downsized quest for the distinctiveness of law should concentrate on law's unique mode of existence. That is, I contend that the focus of the discussion on the demarcation problem should shift from defining the law based on its structure, function, or content to understanding its distinguishing mode of operation or distinctive approach to regulation. Relatedly, I defend the claim that the law-specific modus operandi hinges on the agency of the members of the community the law applies to. What distinguishes law from other systems of social ordering, in other terms, is the fact that, first, law acts as a device through which the members of a social group can autonomously decide what they should all have reason to do. And secondly, law can systematically act as such a device, or at least can purport to do so, because it constitutively recognizes us, the legal subjects, as rational and responsible agents capable of self-governance vis-à-vis as passive recipients of externally imposed norms that are unthinkingly followed.
Thank you, Stefan.
This was GLJ Shorts, a podcast by the German Law Journal. My name is Nora Markart, and I'm an editor of the German Law Journal. Find us at germanlawjournal.com and tell us what you think on Twitter or on Facebook. Thank you for listening.